This podcast is a production of WCWP, LIU Post Public Radio. Check out our lineup of original programs, listen live, or support by visiting wcwp.org.
Hello and welcome to WCWP 89.7 FM. You are listening to The Poets Corner. I'm your host, Rich. Here with me is
Julian Wilson.
And we've got another great show for you today.
Yes.
All right. So today we're going to be discussing me time. Yep. What we do in our spare time when we set aside time to write and just chill.
Just chillax.
All right, so let's get started. Now, Julian, when do you set aside time to just chill and write?
You know, Rich, for me, I set time aside to write usually at nighttime for me.
Okay.
Yeah, after all school activities are done, stuff like that. Before I go to sleep.
Do you find yourself struggling to find some free time often?
Oh, always. You know, there's no doubt in my mind. You know, I always find time, but like usually it's a struggle for me because there's a lot of projects to get done. There's a lot of homework to get done, and it's just my priorities are always set on something different. So it's a little difficult.
I see.
Yes.
Now, as for me, after the day is done, you know, and all my work is out of the way, as you said before.
Yes.
Finally set some time, you know, I sit down, you know, in my room, well, in my dorm in this case.
Right.
So I live on campus. And I may put some music on. I may just let it be silent.
Right.
And just let the words flow. You know.
And sometimes it's that's the best way, too.
It is, man. You just got to let it flow. And one method that will help you start writing, if you feel that you're in kind of a block, just start free writing.
Right.
Just have like a page of loose leaf and just start writing away. Literally the first thing that pops into your head.
Yeah.
However scary that may be. I mean, hey, nobody else has to see the paper.
That's true. That's true.
Exactly.
You're very right.
Have you ever tried free writing?
I've tried, but I always found myself in a block. I can never continue. I don't know why.
No, man, you just got to give yourself that complete freedom. You just got to start writing and just don't stop.
I think it's for me because I try to force things sometimes, even though you're not really supposed to do that.
Nah.
But sometimes it works.
It does.
Because then sometimes I'm perfectly happy with the piece, but other times I just want to end it.
You just want to end it.
Yeah.
All right. Now, what exact location do you set aside this chill writing relaxation time?
It's always at my computer, Rich. Always at my computer.
Always?
Mostly at my desktop because I have two computers. I have a desktop and a laptop. But most of my thinking just happens on my desktop. It's just like easier for me. I don't know why. Maybe because I've had it since I was like 10.
Wow, that's a while now.
But it's usually easier for me to think. So, yeah, I'd say that.
So what would you say is, like, your comfort zone?
Well, what do you mean by that exactly, comfort zone?
Okay, well, everybody has a place they can go to whenever they need to just clear their head, whenever they need to just filter out all that ruckus. I don't know if that's the right word for it, but
all the havoc in life.
Yeah. Like, for example, I will go to either my room or sometimes the park in my neighborhood.
Right.
You know, if the weather is actually nice.
Right.
I can just sit down and I will feel completely relaxed. And the reason that's significant is because I can't just go anywhere and just be in that zone.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Right.
I can't just, like, go into a classroom or like, I don't know, on some random block and just be like, all right.
Some random block.
Exactly. I need like a specific place. And I'm sure, that many other people can agree with this.
I can agree with that too. It's just, it's a little harder for me now because since I moved, it's like the locations are different. So my comfort zone was usually, it was always at the same spot, my desktop, right next to the door. Uh-huh. But now since it's different, my desktop's in a different place, and it's still, even though it's the same computer, it's still hard for me to, you know, recenter my thoughts now because of the different neighborhood.
Still?
Mm-hmm. Still struggling with that, unfortunately.
Mm. Well, I'm telling you, man, it's all about having that place, that zone you can zone you can go to.
Right.
And just feel like home. You know, there's no place like home.
Yeah.
No place like home.
Yeah, it's complicated, man. It's complicated.
But
even though I'm still able to think of ideas and like work with them, but I'm still waiting for that one day where I could revert back to how I was and how my original writing was and to find my real comfort zone, if you know what I'm saying.
Uh-huh. Well, is there really a way to revert back to the way you were?
Still trying to figure that out.
I don't know, man. I mean, people just keep changing.
That's true, but sometimes there's pieces of my writing that resemble my original writing,
uh-huh.
and I'm just like, ooh, is this a sign? But then the next thing would be like completely different. I'm just like, maybe, maybe not. So we'll see what happens.
Uh-huh. Well, does it truly matter where you write as long as you have that zone? I mean, I know we just discussed about having a comfort zone and how important that is, but I feel like some people can kind of just switch it on like that.
For me, the actual location does not matter because I've actually, there's been a lot of random locations. Like I've thought of things on the bus on the way to school. I've thought of things, you know, walking on the sidewalk when I'm at home on the computer. It's just, it's really weird and it's spontaneous, but most of my thoughts have accumulated on the computer.
Okay. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Now, your me time. How often do you have this me time?
A little less than I would like, but
a little less. Well, I guess I think a lot of us can say that. I mean, there just isn't enough time in the day sometimes, you know.
Yeah.
As I've gotten older, mm-hmm. I've like actually become busy, you know what I mean?
Right? Yeah, it's the same thing with me, man. And I miss it. I really miss like having free time.
I know.
And when you're younger, you don't realize that. But as you get older, then you start to realize. And it's like, oh, man, well, no turning back now.
Yeah. I mean, like what happened to the good old days when you could be, you know, like 7 years old and just have a nap. And then just wake up and play games all day.
I know, right? Oh, my gosh.
I mean, I never imagined I would like actually be a busy person.
I never thought I'd grow up, but...
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah, like in high school, I'd be like, oh, you know, I'm always going to have all this freedom.
Yeah.
Of course, no, it's not going to change.
You know.
And then reality strikes. And then you're just like, whoa.
And then they try to warn you about that, too, but then you don't listen. It's like, nah, I'm good, but...
Exactly.
It happens. It happens.
It does. It does happen. It does happen. But speaking of writing and having your own zone... I recently wrote a piece, actually earlier today.
Oh, very nice.
And perfectly enough, it's called Writing. Yes.
If that could be any more perfect.
Plain and simple. Plain and simple.
Plain and simple.
And it is about how I need poetry. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
How it's not just an expression, how it's an activity, how it's my voice.
Right.
But rather than explain it, I'm just going to read it. Every page of loose leaf is my tabula rasa, blank slate. Every page of loose leaf is a story I try to narrate as my conscience marches from these fingertips onto the canvas. Poetry is my language. I speak, read, write, and type it. If my eyes lie to you, my poems will tell you the truth. If my voice is distorted, my poems will have the clarity you seek. I can truly say that my words speak louder than my actions, and not the other way around. But tell me, do I sound sincere? And if you see my writing, feel free to interrupt. It's not like I am finished or ever will be. A poem is like a paved road, always needing another concrete layer. But can you scratch the surface? You are sitting down trying to understand why some people would rather speak in metaphors than speak at all. So to you I say, my voice is the image that this ink has painted. I'd go as far as to say that this pen and I are related. What do I mean? Don't ask me. The answer is between the lines.
Wow.
All right.
That's...
Thanks. Wow. So what'd you think?
Wow. The amount of detail that you put into your poems is amazing, Rich.
What do you mean by detail? I just...
Like, you paint a picture in my head every time that you read a poem of yours. I picture something. I visualize something. And it's so cool. Like, there's no other way I could describe it, man. Seriously.
I mean, hey, like, that's what you got to do.
Mm-hmm.
You have to paint the image. You have to make the listener visualize mm-hmm. what is happening.
Like, it comes so natural, you know? And, like, the way your flow is just, it's really cool, man.
Thank you.
It's really cool.
I mean, it's taken me a while to get here, though.
Right.
I mean, when I first started writing, oh Lord, I never rhymed.
Right.
At all.
Oh really? It was just completely what was off the top of the dome?
Yeah. It was off the top of the dome. I did use metaphors and stuff like that, but
right.
Oh man, it was part of that was during my, I guess I'll call it emo phase.
Oh,
as some people would call it. Yeah. So I just had some dark and depressing poetry.
Right.
I don't even want to reference some of that stuff, man. It is. But hey, I mean, that's how I felt at the time.
Exactly. Hey, I've had those moments too, man.
Yeah, I've had
those moments too.
And as long as it reflects my mood, it's accurate.
Right.
It's exactly what poetry is supposed to be.
Right. Exactly.
But yeah. Writing.
That's really good. Really
Thank
good.
You. Thank you. All right. So back to the topic of me time. What else do you do during your me time?
I mean, I guess aside from writing songs and writing poems, I guess I watch anime sometimes.
Yes.
I watch some cartoons, some TV shows. maybe once in a while I watch a movie on DVD.
Mm-hmm. Do you have Netflix or anything like that?
No, I wish.
Netflix is awesome. I recommend it to you.
No, I mean, I've used it, but like, I don't have an account, so, and I can't get an account right now, but usually like my brother has it and we watch something on his, but I don't want to share his, I want my own.
No, there's always that awesome independent feeling of just owning your own account for things, you know?
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, how long can you really mooch off of someone's Netflix, you know?
Not long, yo. Not long.
I'll tell you, like, recently, I finally get my own account, but I've been sharing my cousin Isabel's Netflix for, like, a year.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Straight through?
Yeah.
Wow.
And the only messed up part about it is that, like, I messed up her suggestions. All right. So as I was saying before, right before, you guys didn't see it, but we were almost interrupted.
Yeah,
by
almost.
A phone call. I don't know who answered that. I hope somebody answered it by now.
Yeah, I hope so.
But anyway, as I was saying before,
oh man,
life. I was sharing my cousin Isabel's Netflix and.
No, you were not sharing your cousin Isabel's Netflix.
I was, mooching off of was the term I used before. Yeah. And what happened was I completely destroyed her suggestions, man. It was like, before they would just be like yoga videos and these romantic comedies. And then after I was watching, it was just like, you know, like Saw 3 and like animes.
Saw 3, I can't watch the Saw movies, man. They creep me out, man.
No, they're pretty gory.
Yo, Final Destination, man.
That, oh my goodness. That movie is scary, to say the least.
Yeah.
Which then begs the question, what do I do in my me time? Okay, yes. Well, that may not exactly beg the question.
Hey, it relates.
Yeah. It does relate. As long as it relates to the general discussion.
Then it's all that matters.
Yeah. Okay. So what I do in my me time? Yeah, if I'm not writing, I may be reading some poetry. I may be updating my blog or something.
Right.
Yeah. And I'm probably, but usually, I am on Netflix, just chilling on a beanbag chair.
Yes. Yeah, those are comfortable, man.
They are amazing.
They're so comfortable.
You don't even need to tell me how comfortable they are. I'm telling you. But yeah, those are the things I do during my me time. Oh, and of course,
right.
Sleep.
Oh, yes. Nap. And eat, I would hope.
Yeah, of course, of course. But napping is a very important thing. I mean, talk about clearing your head.
Yeah.
Especially when you need to just sit down and focus and write that beautiful piece.
Right.
Speaking of, did you bring anything with you?
Yes, I did, actually.
All right, well, what is it?
I wrote a poem earlier, and it's called Finding Silence to Breathe, and it's about stress and finding that me time that you need.
Mm-hmm.
So without further ado, I'm going to read it.
Please do.
Thanks. I walk in a crowd of gazing eyes. Needless to say, I am alive, but I cannot think clearly because my mind is a blur. They say the madness would end quickly, yet I concur. This day will soon be forgotten, but I want to separate, for I wish to be like Lenny Kravitz. I hope to fly away. Because when I still try to budge through, the opening gets harder to see. For every day, I am ridding their noise to find my silence to breathe. And that's it.
Wow.
Thank you.
All right.
Thank you.
Nice, man.
Thank you so much.
I like how your rhymes, like, they're subtle.
Right.
But they flow so well, man.
Right, thank you so much, man. That means a lot. Especially coming from you and the way you write your poems, it means a lot.
Thanks.
It means a lot, man.
Can you actually read back the last two lines?
Yes. Yes. For every day, I am ridding their noise to find my silence to breathe.
Wow. Finding my silence to breathe. Let's try to interpret this line for anybody who may be confused as to what that even means.
Yeah. My rhymes, they can be kind of... But there's a meaning there. There's
okay.
a meaning.
Would you care to elaborate?
Yes. So basically what that means for every day, it means like, you know, every day is a new day and you're trying to get through the day relative to your situation. But what I meant by I am ridding their noise, I meant that sometimes you need space to be alone, and it's possible to be overwhelmed with what you're given every day, or even if you just take all the day's experiences and you just bottle it up, because sometimes that happens for people. But the reason I titled it Finding a Silence to Breathe is because sometimes it's not only about space, because we know how this world works and there's people everywhere. But sometimes it just takes quietness and silence to clear your thoughts. And I wanted to revolve the poem around something that's not usually explored and expressed. And I thought surrounding the issue of stress and finding that me time for you and not for anybody else is important. And so when I say to find my silence to breathe, my is your and ours. So that's basically for the people who feel that they need time to clear their thoughts and to have that me time. But I want to do it in a very subtle way, and a way that's not really discreet. So
I see.
Yes.
I see. And I do like the point that you're making. I feel that a lot of people can relate to that, needing the quiet space once in a while to just
right.
to just breathe.
Yeah.
To just let everything go. Because don't get me wrong.
Mm-hmm.
I love hanging out with my friends.
Yeah, absolutely.
You guys, Chris, everybody here at the WCWP station is just...
Yes, same.
Everybody's so friendly.
Like, these guys are like a second family to me here.
Yeah, man. Same. But once in a while, you just need to distance yourself.
Yeah.
You know? And just maybe think about things. If you're a thinker like me, you may just want to, I don't know, go to some random bench and just look up at the clouds.
Right.
And just think.
And I have those moments too.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's not so much to say that, like, because I love hanging out with friends, I love being around family, but I feel like everybody needs that duration of their day or week, depending, to just be alone and to just think everything through and analyze and organize thoughts. And this poem is for those type of people.
Mm-hmm. I see. Mm-hmm. I see. Well, while hopefully those type of people are listening to this program.
Yeah, I hope so. But if not, it's okay, because there's other hints and tips in that also.
Yeah, yeah. Of course. You know, another word of advice.
Yes.
If any of you listeners out there are feeling stuck in your writing, or not even if you do write poetry, mm-hmm. if you've just been feeling stressed and you just want to de-stress, you just want to chill, this quiet time method isn't necessarily restricted to people who are thinkers,
right,
or just keep to themselves a lot. No, it's for anybody.
It's for anybody.
Anybody who just needs that relaxation.
Just needs that time to release and just think things through.
Let me see. There's naps.
Mm-hmm.
Just sitting down.
Mm-hmm.
There's meditation.
Yes, meditation also. As well. Meditation.
Which is a method that I need to use more often.
Same here.
I'm sorry. I hear wondrous stories about meditation, about how effective it is,
mm-hmm.
how mind clearing it is.
Mm-hmm.
It's apparently awesome.
Yeah.
And one day I will try that. And then I'll get back to you guys. I'll tell you, I'll probably write a poem about it. About how amazing the meditation was. All right.
Oh, man. It's amazing.
It is.
The people that can master that type of spirituality, like, I have a lot of respect for those type of people also.
Same.
A lot of mental training there.
Yeah, that takes discipline.
Yeah.
To be able to be completely still.
Mm-hmm.
Especially in this society where everything is moving, nothing is stopping.
Everything is rapidly fast, and you have to always get with the times, and it's just, well, maybe I don't want to get with the times. Just kidding. But you have to, but there are ways to get through it that can be beneficial to you as well.
Uh-huh.
And meditation is one of them.
Yeah. Well, we're going to take a little break, you guys.
Yes.
And we will be right back. And it was at that age poetry arrived in search of me. I don't know where it came from a winter or a river. I don't know how or when. No, they were not voices, they were not words nor silence, but from a street I was summoned, from the branches of night, abruptly from others, among violent fires, or returning alone. There I was without a face, and it touched me. I did not know what to say. My mouth had no way with names. My eyes were blind, and something started in my soul. Fever or forgotten wings, and I made my own way, deciphering that fire. And I wrote the first faint line. Faint, without substance. Pure nonsense, pure wisdom. Of someone who knows nothing. And suddenly I saw the heavens unfastened and open. Planets, palpitations, plantations, shadow perforated, riddled with arrows, fire and flowers, the winding night, the universe, and I. Infinitesimal being, drunk with the great starry void, likeness, image of mystery, felt myself a pure part of the abyss. I wheeled with the stars. My heart broke loose on the wind.
Gotta breathe for that one.
Yeah.
Gotta breathe for that one.
This was a piece by Pablo Neruda.
Mm.
He was a poet who, his popularity peaked in the 1970s.
Mm-hmm.
He actually won the Nobel Prize for Literature in 1971.
Good.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh my goodness.
He was, Pablo Neruda is actually a pen name. He's a poet from Chile.
Mm-hmm.
And a politician. His real name, and excuse me if I mispronounce this, but
Right.
His real name is Naftali Ricardo Reyes Basoalto. Mm. Wow. Yeah, this poet is awesome, Julian.
Right.
I recommend him to you. I mean, I stumbled upon him by accident.
Right.
On poemhunter.com.
Poemhunter.com?
Yep.
All right, cool.
It's a great resource.
Thank you.
His styles vary. He has a lot of erotically charged poetry.
Right. Yeah. Right.
Sexual. He has historical epics.
His style is very abstract to me.
It is. That may be because one of his styles is surrealism.
Ah, yes.
Exactly. Yes. And for those of you who don't know, surrealism is a style of writing in which you incorporate things that seem to have no basis in reality. Things that seem impossible, strange, cool, weird. All those things fit under that category of surrealism.
Oh, man.
And yeah. This piece was just plainly called poetry.
Really?
Yep.
Wow.
And you know, I just want to reference this one line.
Mm-hmm.
The very beginning where he said, "And it was at that age poetry arrived in search of me."
Mm.
This goes back to the idea I was saying before.
That's so deep.
I know. Which it goes back to the concept I was saying before. Not in this episode.
Right.
But I believe in a former episode how sometimes there's just that compulsion to write.
Mm-hmm.
How it's almost like there's something, some force I can't control that's making me write. And he acknowledges this. Poetry arrived in search of me.
Mm-hmm.
He doesn't say, you know, I just started writing. No. It was like, it found me.
Mm-hmm.
Which, I mean, when you say something like that.
So much respect for that.
Yeah. Like, you know you're passionate.
And he's telling his story, too. But yeah. It's very subtle.
Yeah.
I love it.
I'm telling you. But speaking of writing poetry, there's a very important element which we haven't talked about yet.
Right.
Music.
Ah, yes. Music.
Inspiring music.
Another form of poetry.
Yeah. Yeah, it is. It is. No, so there is so much music out there that is poetry. Now, I'm not going to talk about the music that isn't. Because I'm not the type of person to go on a 20-minute rant, at least not today.
Right. Maybe another day.
Yes.
And I'll join you.
Gladly. But yeah, music that inspires me, I mean, I get inspired by the things I see, the people I interact with, but sometimes you hear an amazing song and you just want to write.
Honestly, that's how it is most of the time for me.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
It's all music. Can you explain?
Wait, if I hear a song, it's not so much the catchiness of a song for me, it's the lyrics. And if I hear a song with great lyrics, I mean, you know, good, awesome backbeats are awesome too, but like if I hear a song that the lyrics just connect to me or they make me feel a certain way, I'm just like, that is awesome. It's going on my playlist right now.
Yeah, man, as I was saying before, inspiring music, that's what it's all about. Now, what genre of music would you say inspires you?
Genre of music I said that inspires me is probably mostly alternative rock.
Okay.
And there's a reason for that. I started listening to bands like Young Guns, and they're very good, by the way. You should check them out.
I should.
And like Code Aleen, or like Neon Trees, Two Door Cinema Club, you know, bands like that. But I still go back to my main band, Linkin Park. Still go back to them.
Linkin Park is awesome.
I love Linkin Park, man. I don't even know how to describe it. Maybe another episode, but
I mean, yeah, another because
I can go into depth.
I feel like you could just talk about them for hours. I mean, you listeners didn't see it, but there was just a spark in Julian's eye when he said Linkin Park, and it was just I knew that was just a really, really passionate band for him.
If you want a preview of that, that's the core of everything.
Really?
That I do for writing. I'll just leave it at that for now.
Okay. Ooh, look at you being all cryptic. But okay, now, As for me, the genre of post-rock does it for me. Yeah, not rock, post-rock.
Okay.
Which,
can you explain?
Which technically means after rock. Which, okay, I'm just going to explain it.
Yeah, please.
Okay, first of all, I'm going to throw out some bands out there. And maybe you know them, maybe you don't, and maybe some listeners do.
Right.
Explosions in the Sky.
Yes.
65 Days of Static.
No.
Those are two of my favorite post-rock bands. Who else? Right. I Am the Architect.
Oh, yes, yes.
Do you know them?
Yes, I do, actually.
All right. And the staple of post-rock music is, it's pretty much rock music, but in instrumental form.
Oh,
they
yes.
don't, they post-rock bands will rarely use lyrics in their music. It's just an adventure of music.
Right.
That's all it is.
And
I mean,
I love instrumental music, by the way.
Yes. That is what puts me in the zone.
Mm-hmm.
Like, and it's because I feel like a song without words can say volumes more.
Oh, yes.
Volumes more than a song with words.
Usually songs with lyrics are directed to a certain point.
Yeah.
But songs without it, your mind just goes crazy, you know?
Exactly.
Goes wild.
Exactly. Now, not that it's a bad thing that, you know,
right.
that certain songs have a particular focus. No, it's not at all what I'm saying.
Right.
But it's just, when there is an instrumental, I feel as if my mind is just free.
Right.
Free to think, free to interpret
yes.
the music. That's what
free
it is to
interpret.
Me.
There it is. Free exactly. to interpret, yes.
It's a genre where every song can be completely different for any person.
Mm-hmm.
For any person.
I like how you explain that, too, because that's true.
It is.
It's true.
It is. But other than post-rock, I listen to regular alternative rock.
Right.
Rap music.
Yes. Oh, same here. Same here.
Yeah.
Same here.
Oh, man.
Got that B.O.B. Lupe Fiasco.
Kendrick Lamar.
Oh, yes.
Who was a poet before he started rapping.
Really?
Yeah, he was.
Mm.
If you listen to his music, you can hear it.
Wow. Cool.
Yeah. But, yeah, those are some of the main genres I listen to. But I also have another question.
Yes.
What genre would you say best relates to you, best defines you, and why?
What genre best relates to me?
Yeah.
Defines me. I said it once, I'm going to say it again. Alternative rock.
Alternative rock. Mm-hmm. Nice. Why is that?
Because for some reason, whenever I write in like a rock assortment or a rock style, I feel like I'm getting my message out there like more, what's the word I'm looking for? Closer to who I am.
Mm-hmm.
With the rap, everything feels, like when I try to write rap, it always feels discombobulated and not there. But when I write rock, it's more personal, on a personal level.
I see.
And I feel it.
You feel the music.
And when I listen to that type of music, I feel it. It just connects to me. I don't know.
I know what you mean.
Yeah.
I know what you mean, trust me.
You know what I mean? You know what I mean? How about you?
I would say that post-rock best defines me.
There we go.
Maybe that's one of the reasons that we vibe so well, because in some way, we both just love the rock genre.
I really do. And I see, I did not get into this until, like, I didn't get, like, so into it until, like, just, like, what was it, 3-4 years ago?
Really?
Like, well, as intently. Then,
okay.
Yeah. I would still listen to it, but I wasn't that much on a personal level with it. And when that happened, I was like, whoa, I feel alive, you know?
Wow.
It's amazing.
I'm telling you guys, when you find the right music, the right artist, the right song for you, it's like it goes beyond listening to music.
Yes.
It's like you are experiencing the song.
You feel it in your heart. You feel it in your mind. You just feel free.
Yeah, man.
And you feel comfortable. Oh, my God.
Music is amazing.
Mm-hmm.
But another element in music that is very important, the instruments.
Yes, yes.
It is all in the instruments.
Yes.
I'm telling you.
Yes.
Which begs the question, Do you play any instruments?
Let's just say I'm in the process of learning an instrument. I'm in the process of learning keyboard, piano, and I'm also in the process of learning acoustic guitar. However, right now my main focus is piano, and I'm actually starting to make a couple demos, actually.
Nice.
Yeah, it feels so cool, you know, making your own stuff. It feels awesome, man.
I know what you mean. I want to learn piano at some point.
Mm-hmm. Oh, you see, there we go, connecting again.
Yeah, but I didn't play an instrument, though. Back in, oh my goodness, years ago. It feels so long now that I'm older.
Yeah.
Back in like third grade.
Oh, you want to go that far back?
No, from like second to like fifth grade.
Right.
I played violin.
Oh, what? Huh. That's funny, because I played clarinet.
Really?
Yes.
Yeah. No, the violin is a great instrument. Like, yeah. It's a great size, you know.
Right.
And the strings, it's simple. It's not too complicated. I mean, at first it obviously is, because you're just like, what is going on? What strings? And
yeah, like, what does this mean? What does this do?
A bow? What? I know. But I'm telling you, the violin is a beautiful instrument. I can appreciate and love that music. And anytime I hear a violin.
Same here, man.
Anytime I hear a violin. But speaking of... Those strings. Speaking of, I have a piece called Violin.
Oh, I can't wait to hear this one.
This is a piece by... Get ready for this name. Now, I found this writer on poemhunter.com.
Mm-hmm.
A great resource.
Seems like a great site, man.
It is, trust me. This is a guy whose name is Mark R. Slaughter.
Really?
Yes.
Okay.
Which
interesting.
I think that's his real name, because I don't know, just because I don't think somebody would want to try to make up a name like that.
Yeah.
I'm just saying. But this person is a biological scientist who loves poetry because it challenges his written skills.
Right.
Yeah. And he's just a random writer on the site. He's not particularly famous or anything, but I saw this piece and I was just like, I have to read this. And it is called Violin.
Awesome.
She cried for all the broken hearts, painted everlasting winters, floral patterns etched in ice, a frozen tear to soften up the bastard bones. Bow made love to needy string in cooling fling, wanton whispers fondled under pianos, caressing callous hearts, melodrama swayed in satin sound. Yet the player wasn't there. Only creamy song, soothing, yearning, teasing bitter minds. I sensed her preserving loneliness for beauty of an evening, romance of a tune, laughing, sobbing at the fire. Then a climax, writhing passion, cutting deep, wounding macho flesh. And all in a work of musical art, ephemeral stories, yarned of music, honed impossibly through her tones. Right?
Oh, man. Ooh. Yeah. This is what it does. This is what happens when I hear words like that. This is what it does to me. Mm-hmm. It just takes over. I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. And you probably didn't see it because you were reading the poem, but my eyes are, eyes were closed the entire time. Just
oh, so you close your eyes and visualize it.
I close my eyes and visualize it, yes.
Oh, I did not know that.
Yes.
That is actually really cool now that I think about it.
Right, right. Because for me, like for example, obviously the listeners can't see it, but I just close my eyes and, just make sure the darkness is there so I can visualize something, and it works for me.
I see. Well, I'm telling you, that's the thing with instruments.
Right.
Mark was passionately speaking about instruments. Now,
right.
The poem kept describing a she who's playing the violin. So I'm guessing it's someone that he knows.
Mm-hmm.
I'm completely sure.
Right.
But this man clearly sees how beautiful an instrument can be.
Yes.
And I, hopefully at some point in the future, I will learn to play more instruments.
Yeah.
Maybe even be in a band.
Yeah, right?
I don't know.
Oh, you want to be in a band, huh?
I honestly, I really would. I'm not sure what I would do.
Okay.
I could see myself doing vocals, not really singing, but if it was a more poetically framed band.
Right. Well, what do you mean by that?
Okay. Well, there are some bands where the vocals aren't singing.
Mm-hmm.
And what I mean by that is it isn't high tones like love or something like
that. Ooh, I like that.
Thank you. But what I mean is with some bands, like Color Haze, for example, the words are just said.
Right.
They aren't particularly sung with any sort of tone.
Right.
In that kind of band, I could do well. At least I think so.
Yes.
At least I think so.
Yes.
Are you in any bands, Julian? Or have you ever been?
You know, Rich, I am in a couple bands right now, actually.
Really?
Yes. One of them I formed in 2013. It's called Wavelengths.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Wavelengths.
Wavelengths of sound, man. Wavelengths of sound. That's not of sound, but just wavelengths. But,
uh-huh.
I am a songwriter in the band, mm-hmm. and I am the singer in the band. But and we've written a couple songs and. We actually performed a couple of places too, and
really,
yeah, the experience is great. It's great, and it makes your heart feel all warm inside. And one time we actually had a performance, and like we made a woman cry.
Wow!
Because I don't know. I guess it just took her over. I don't know, but we sang "Let It Be" by the Beatles. So
wow,
it was cool. And yeah.
Dude, the next time you perform, you must tell me. And we will tell you two listeners. Because you will want to see him. No, I'm telling you. I am excited for this.
Really?
Yes. I need to see you perform at some point. That is going to be great.
Thanks, man. Thanks. Wow. I'll definitely let you know.
Yeah.
I'll let you all know.
You got to.
That means a lot. It's... Oh man, and I'm in another band. Where this one,
two,
yeah,
wow.
But this one's like newly formed. It wasn't like okay. We're just getting started. But I'm a singer in that band. I don't write for this one, but it's still a new experience. So I'm looking forward to it.
Okay.
It always feels great when a group of musicians or expressionists can get together and express. You know, themselves to music and be able to connect to people. It really feels great.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Well, unfortunately, the time of our show is coming to an end. Yes. Julian, do you have any last words?
My last words for today, guys, is to, is as always, keep your mind open, keep your mind golden, and never let the fire run out. If you need me time, be sure to just... find that time just think to yourself, and if it means getting away from everything, then that's what you should do, but do it in your way, and don't feel pressured to do it any other way. And that's all I have to say for today.
All right,
and thanks for listening.
all right, well, I'm Rich.
I'm Julian,
and you have listened to another recording of The Poet's Corner. I really hope you enjoyed our show. You know, if you'd like to listen to more, I'm not sure if the episodes are uploaded on the site, but at least there's a description, you know, maybe some links out there you can contact us.
Right.
Go to mywcwp.org,
mm-hmm.
and you will see us there. And now, time for the music.
Like what you hear? Here's how you can let us know. Give us a call at 516-299-2626 or email us at info@wcwp.org. Like us at facebook.com/mywcwp and leave a comment or tweet us @mywcwp. We welcome all kinds of feedback. To directly support the podcast you just enjoyed, leave a review on Apple Podcasts. And if you'd like to give back, visit wcwp.org and click the support tab. Thanks for listening from your friends at WCWP.